Isn't that nice? That is a piece by Quentin Blush, who is a young cellist, award-winning, highly decorated cellist. And he's interestingly enough, he's appeared playing his cello on in a number of very high-profile places, like on the score to Sinners, the recently awarded film. That's a piece of his, and it's called Of Wind and Rain, and we heard it played by cellist Gautier Capuçon with the group Capuccelli.
Support for classical music on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, serving Kansas and the world through the development of new treatments for cancer, Alzheimer's disease, and more. Information about KU's research is at ku.edu. And the Raven Bookstore, located at 809 Massachusetts Street in Lawrence, Kansas, offering books, events, store cats, and more since 1987. Information and shopping at ravenbookstore.com.
Here's a look at the KPR weather forecast. It's 40 and partly cloudy. Wind is from the southeast at 15 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 40 and partly cloudy.
Stay tuned for more KPR weather. I'm Maria Lopez.
Can't have enough James Galway on a classical station on St. Patrick's Day. And here, joined by his flute-playing spouse, Jeannie Galway, along with Philip Moll, harpsichord, Sarah Cunningham, viola da gamba, in this trio sonata number 2 by Bach. Trio Sonata No. 2 by Bach. Two flutes, viola da gamba, and harpsichord. Well, James and Jeannie Galway teaming up there to play the flutes. Sarah Cunningham, viola da gamba, Philip Mole, harpsichord. Some Irish musicians on this St. Patrick's Day. Now, Bach, of course, not Irish music, but we're going to step into an Irish musician playing an Irish tune here next. This is a tune called, alternately, The Coolin or Lady of the Desert. Well, those are the two most common titles for this Irish tune. I looked it up. Apparently, there are at least 32 other names for this tune if you're into Irish music. Most of them are in Gaelic. I'm not even going to try an attempt at pronunciation of them. So we'll go with The Coolin. That's played here by Barry Douglas.
Thank you.
pianist Barry Douglas, an Irish pianist playing Irish music, the traditional tune known as the Coolin.
From the University of Kansas, it's your place for NPR News, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, and always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, offering locally grown vegetable starts, cool season flowers, seeds, and growing supplies. Open daily in North Lawrence. More at pinesgardenmarket.com/KPR.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 40 and fair. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 40 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
The Scherzo Capriccioso by Antonín Dvořák.
We'll be right back. Thank you.
the Scherzo Capriccioso by Dvorak, played there by the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra, Kendall Kubelik.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 40 and fair. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 40 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Not all Irish music is made up of jigs and reels by any stretch. In the classical realm, there are some highly significant Irish contributions that you might not know to hear them, but so they're there. In fact, John Field is the name of the Irish composer we're listening to right now, is credited with having been the first musician to call a piece of music a nocturne, a piano music, a nocturne, long before Chopin, in fact, even used that designation for a solo piano piece. Well, John Field wrote a lot of other nice piano music, too, and we'll hear the Irish pianist John O'Connor play some for us coming up on this St. Patrick's Day. I'm Steve Seal. Nice to have you along.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. The director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, has resigned to protest the war in Iran. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Kent had been a staunch supporter of President Trump because Trump had said he opposed Middle East wars.
Joe Kent addressed his blunt resignation letter to President Trump in a post on X. He wrote, quote, "I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby." Kent is a former Green Beret deployed 11 times in the Middle East. His wife was a senior chief petty officer in the Navy. She was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. When nominated for his position last year, Kent faced sharp criticism from Democrats, including Senator Patty Murray. She called Kent, quote, "a conspiracy theorist who espouses white supremacist views." Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
About a fifth of oil and liquefied natural gas, or LNG, supplies remain shut off from the world as the Strait of Hormuz remains closed. But NPR's Julia Simons reports some countries are better prepared than others for this energy crisis.
On rooftops of millions of Pakistani homes are gleaming solar panels. Pakistan still imports LNG from Qatar for electricity. Those supplies are now cut off, and prices for substitutes are sky high. But Nabia Imran at Pakistani think tank Renewables First says the recent surge of solar and battery installations in just the last 3 years means the country is less vulnerable.
The widespread adoption of solar and batteries is kind of serves as a hedge protection sort of against these price shocks.
It's not just solar and batteries. Energy experts tell NPR the recent growth of electric vehicles in countries like Nepal and China also make countries more resilient as oil prices climb. Julia Simon, NPR News.
Acting TSA Administrator Adam Stahl says small U.S. airports may have to close if the partial government shutdown continues because of a lack of TSA staff who are working without pay as the partial government shutdown continues. And some of the bigger airports around the country are closing some of their security checkpoints, including Philadelphia International Airport, which says it's closing two more. Antoinette Wade has been a TSA agent for 18 years and is a union representative.
It's just unreasonable to expect anybody to continue to go to work for such long periods of time without receiving any pay.
This is the stalemate over funding for the Department of Homeland Security continues over immigration tactics, including the killing of two U.S. citizens in Minnesota. You're listening to NPR News. With air travel snarled by a winter storm in the Midwest and the partial government shutdown, a group of high school musicians from Minnesota is taking an unexpected road trip home from Florida. Larissa Donovan of member station KAXE has more.
Detroit Lakes High School band and choir members competed in Orlando during spring break and plan to fly home. Amid flight cancellations, half of the students made it back to Minnesota. But around 75 students and chaperones were stranded in Florida, unable to rebook flights until 4 days later. Chaperones opted to hire three charter buses to drive 1,700 miles home. Senior band captain Emma Thorson is on the road trip.
We spent the rest of the day sitting in the hotel lobby after we had to check out. And then we kept getting notified that we weren't going to be getting a bus until the following day.
The travel snafu is costing about $35,000 more than expected. For NPR News, I'm Larissa Donovan in Bemidji, Minnesota.
In western Nebraska, firefighters are making progress in containing the largest wildfire in state history, along with a handful of others. More than 750,000 acres have burned in four fires around the state. Officials say at least one person died. Several buildings have been destroyed. Most of the fires are partially contained, but the National Weather Service has issued a red flag warning for parts of the state through tonight. The state's governor, Jim Pillen, has issued a state of emergency and pledged to help farmers with supplies and recovery efforts. I'm Janine Herbst, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Joyce Foundation, committed to advancing racial equity and economic mobility for the next generation in the Great Lakes region. Learn more at joycefdn.org. This is NPR.
Mountain. Good evening and happy St. Patrick's Day. Nice to have you here this evening. I'm Steve Seal. We're going to enjoy some Irish music that may not sound immediately Irish, but it very much is. And it's John Field, the Irish composer of the 19th century, played by a pianist who's Irish very much from this time. That would be John O'Connor in about 10 minutes. From The Sicilian Vespers, I Vespri Siciliani by Verdi. The portion of the opera known as the Four Seasons, and this is spring, the music of Verdi. Thank you.
Thank you.
The ballet sequence that comes in the middle of I Vespri Siciliani, the Sicilian Vespers by Verdi. The ballet sequence is known as the Four Seasons, and we heard Spring from that ballet, from Verdi's opera. Complicated to explain, easy to enjoy musically. And we heard the Monte Carlo National Opera Orchestra led by Antonio de Almeida.
KPR's next virtual Cinema A-Go-Go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 40 and fair. Wind is from the south-southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the south at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then, tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 70s. Wind will be from the west at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 40 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather.
Some Irish classical music of the late 18th, early 19th century next. John Field was an Irish pianist and composer, widely credited with being the inventor of the piano nocturne. While a lot of his contemporaries wrote in a similar style, Field was the first to use that term to apply to a piece of piano music. Before Chopin would do it. A lot of folks think Chopin, well, you would be right in assuming that Chopin was the first to call a piano piece a nocturne, but actually Irishman John Field and the Irish pianist John O'Connor here with, appropriately enough, the new Irish Chamber Orchestra on this St. Patrick's Day evening in the Piano Concerto No. 2 by John Field.
Thank you. Thank you.
An Irish pianist there with music of an Irish composer, John O'Connor, with Janosch Furst and the New Irish Chamber Orchestra, the Piano Concerto No. 2 by John Field.
Thank you.
Armonia Ensemble, the romance from the Grand Partita by Mozart.
From the University of Kansas, this is Kansas Public Radio. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. And online at kansaspublicradio.org.
I'm Maria Lopez. Now here's your weather forecast for the KPR listening area. It's 39 and fair. Wind is from the east at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low in the mid-30s. Wind will be from the southeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Then tomorrow, clear with a high in the low 70s. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy with a low in the upper 40s. It's 39 and fair. Stay tuned for more KPR weather for Northeast Kansas.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Attorney General Pam Bondi and Deputy AG Todd Blanche meet tomorrow with the GOP-led House Oversight Committee behind closed doors in the Jeffrey Epstein probe. NPR's Claudia Grisales has more.
The voluntary briefing comes nearly a month ahead of Attorney General Bondi's testimony under a congressional subpoena. Bondi is set to formally appear before the House Oversight Committee on April 17th. A bipartisan group of members have demanded Bondi explain why the Justice Department has yet to release all the files under a new law passed last year. In a letter to Bondi, Committee Chairman James Comer said the panel is investigating the possible mismanagement of the government's Epstein probe. Comer said they also want to talk to Bondi about questions still facing the report of Epstein's death by suicide in a New York jail cell in 2019. That and more could also come up in this closed-door briefing. Claudia DeSales, NPR News, the Capitol.
Iranian state media confirmed that Israel killed two top Iranian leaders in overnight airstrikes, dealing another blow to Iran's remaining leadership. One of the men, Ali Larijani, is thought to have been directing the current war effort since the assassination of Iran's supreme leader in the U.S.-Israeli war in Iran. The other man assassinated by Israel today was the head of the Bashi's paramilitary forces. And NPR's Carrie Khan has more from Tel Aviv.
Golem Reza Soleimani, he headed the feared plainclothes police. These are the forces that headed that violent crackdown on protests earlier this year that killed thousands of Iranians. And that's according to U.S.-based human rights groups. He has run that repressive militia for 7 years. Israel says the airstrike that killed him was on a makeshift tent headquarters for the besieged, and other commanders were also killed in that attack.
And Pierce Carey Khan reporting. Iran hit back again today, sending missiles and drones into Israel and other Gulf states. Prosecutors in Arizona filed criminal charges against the popular betting site Kalshi. And Pierce Bobby Allen reports it's the latest legal fight against the booming prediction market industry.
Kalshi and Polymarket, apps where you can bet on just about anything, are facing more than 20 lawsuits over their legal status as a futures contract, not gambling sites. But now Arizona's attorney general is accusing Kalshi of operating an unlicensed gambling operation involved in criminal wagering on sports and elections. It's the latest sign of a growing rift between states and the Trump administration, which supports the prediction market industry. Donald Trump Jr., the president's son, is an advisor to both Kalshi and Polymarket. Kalshi says the charges are seriously flawed and meritless. Kalshi says its billions of dollars in weekly bets fall under exclusive federal jurisdiction. Bobby Allen, NPR News.
Wall Street higher by the closing bell, the Dow up 46, NASDAQ up 105. You're listening to NPR News. In Chicago, voters went to the polls today in the Illinois primary election to choose nominees for an open U.S. Senate seat and four Chicago area U.S. House seats. Former Illinois Representative Jesse Jackson Jr., son of the late civil rights leader, lost his bid to return to Congress. This after he resigned more than a decade ago amid a federal corruption investigation. He was defeated by Cook County Commissioner Donna Miller, according to a race call by the Associated Press. Many Americans who use marijuana say they do so for mental health conditions like anxiety and depression. NPR's Will Stone reports on a major review published in the journal Lancet Psychiatry that concludes there's little evidence it actually works.
This is the largest effort to date to pull together all the data from high-quality trials on cannabis and mental health. The researchers at the University of Sydney concluded there was no indication cannabis is effective for anxiety, depression, PTSD, and other conditions. It found limited support for a few areas like insomnia, autism, and Tourette's syndrome. Ziva Cooper is a cannabis researcher at UCLA who was not involved in the new paper.
I would say that there are significant limitations with these types of studies.
She says, yes, there is a need for more well-controlled trials on cannabis, but the new review excluded other evidence that does show certain compounds in the plant can be beneficial for anxiety and other symptoms. Will Stone, NPR News.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher at this hour. I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the William and Flora Hewlett Foundation, investing in creative thinkers and problem solvers who help people, communities, and the planet flourish. More information is available at Hewlett.org.
Heaven, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find that happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, heaven, I'm in heaven, and the cares that hung around me through the week, they seem to vanish like a gambler's lucky streak when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Oh, I love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I just don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want my arms about you and those charms about you. Yes, I'm in heaven, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find that happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to cheek. climb a mountain and to reach the highest peak, but it doesn't thrill me half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. And oh, I'd love to go out fishing in a river or a creek, but I just don't enjoy it half as much as dancing cheek to cheek. Come on and dance with me. I want those arms about you and those charms about you. They will carry me right through to heaven. Oh, I'm in heaven and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find that happiness I see.
That is singer April Varner. Her brand new album's called Ella. Yes, you know who it's dedicated to. And that was one Ella loved to sing called Cheek to Cheek. And a wonderful trio with her, Emmett Cohen piano, Yasushi Nakamura bass, Ulysses Owens Jr. on drums. And that piece, a feature there for Yasushi Nakamura, who is paying tribute to Ella Fitzgerald's one-time husband. They remained friends even after that wedding ended and often worked together. And Yasushi is paying tribute to that great bassist, Ray Brown. I'm Bob McWilliams. It's Jazz in the Night on KPR. We're going to hear classic Sonny Rollins up next. The Vancouver Jazz Orchestra is on the way. Some Brad Meldow and more here on KPR. Well, I'm going to dive into a CD that came out early in the CD era, like about 30 years ago. 40 or 80s, 96, 06, 40 years ago, it is, Bob. And it was called The Quartet, Sonny Rollins, featuring Jim Hall. And it issued on one CD a lot of, not all, but a lot of the recordings Sonny made for RCA Records with Jim Hall playing guitar. And we're going to hear from one of those right now. And it's a tasty version of If Ever I Would Leave You, Sonny, with Jim Hall guitar, Bob Cranshaw on bass, and Ben Riley drums. The great Sonny Rollins on KPR. Thank you. the great Sonny Rollins and one of his recordings with Jim Hall. This from 1962. Jim, the guitarist, Ray, Bob Crenshaw on bass, and Ben Riley drums, richly on an LP called What's New, and then in various reissues, the one I've got from 40 years ago called The Quartet, Sonny Rollins featuring Jim Hall. And we've got the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra up next with special guest organist Brian Charette, and from the Vinyl Vault in a bit, album from Italy, the Soul Note label of trombonist Jimmy Nepper. Right now, the Vancouver Jazz Orchestra, and a tune with a title that I surely appreciate. It's called Don't Call Before 10, here on KPR. Thank you. Vancouver Jazz Orchestra in a piece called Don't Call Before 10, a Jill Townsend arrangement featuring Andy Hunter on trombone. And the special guest on this album, organist Brian Charette. The new release just called Vancouver Jazz Orchestra meets Brian Charette. Speaking of trombone, we're going to hear the very distinctive trombone of the late, great Jimmy Nepper out of the Vinyl Vault a little bit later. We've got pianist Brad Meldow up next, and we've got one from Brad's 2004 album called Anything Goes, and we'll have a ballad from Brad after I let you know that we're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, the Brad Meldow Trio with Larry Grenadier bass, Roy Rossi on drums for Warner Brothers back in 2004, the album called Anything Goes, and a song that came from the musical My Fair Lady, I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face, here on KPR. Thank you. Pianist Brad Meldow with Larry Grenadier on bass, Jorge Rossi drums, the Brad Meldow Trio, the 2004 album Anything Goes, and that was I've Grown Accustomed to Her Face. Guitarist Jerry Hahn later this hour, and also out of Chicago originally, the bassist, the pianist and songwriter Patricia Barber will hear recorded live on tour in France some 20-plus years ago. And up next, Jimmy Nepper from the Vinyl Vault. Do you know who makes KPR's live studio performances possible? Our coverage of the Kansas State House? In fact, all the news you hear on Kansas Public Radio from KPR and NPR? Well, you do. The great music, the in-depth news you hear every day on KPR happens because of your financial contributions. Keep these great programs going by doing your part. Go to kansaspublicradio.org and become a member today. And thanks for making Jazz in the Night and everything on KPR possible. Well, here's the Jimmy Nepper Sextet and an LP called I Dream Too Much. It's on the Italian Soul Note record label from 1984 and a real interesting front line of trumpet, trombone, and French horn. The leader, Jimmy Nepper, trombone, John Eckert, trumpet, John Clark, French horn, with Sir Roland Hanna, George Mraz, and Billy Hart, piano, bass, and drums. And it's a Jimmy Nepper original called Sixpence on KPR. Thank you. Trombonist Jimmy Nepper in a blues he wrote called Sixpence. He gave it that title because he said, well, if every note is worth a penny, there are just six notes in that tune. And they were, so he called it Sixpence. And it's out of the vinyl vault, 1984, the Italian Soul Note record label, the LP entitled I Dream Too Much, Jimmy with John Eckert, trumpet, John Clark, French horn, Sir Roland Hanna at the piano, George Mraz and Billy Hart, bass and drums, with Patricia Barber, the pianist and singer, live in France, one of three different locales. They don't specify what, but we'll hear from that in just a bit. And we're going to hear from a guitarist named Jerry Hahn, who I remember seeing playing very loud jazz rock fusion music at Hoke Auditorium, the old Hoke Auditorium, probably circa 1973. And although Jerry was born in Nebraska, he studied at Wichita State in the early 60s, went out to San Francisco, and was part of that musical stew of blues and country and jazz and folk and rock all coming together. And then became the guitarist with Gary Burton's band, very pioneering band in the late 60s. And after all of that, he eventually moved back to Kansas and taught at Wichita State for many years and eventually moved on to Portland. And we're going to hear Jerry Hahn in one of his relatively few recordings from 1995, the album Time Changes. Here's guitarist Jerry Hahn on KPR. Thank you. guitarist Jerry Hahn's version of Oliver Nelson's jazz classic Stolen Moments, with Phil Markowitz playing piano, Steve Lespina on bass, Jeff Hirschfield drums, guitarist Jerry Hahn, 1995 album called Time Changes. We've got time for a piece from Patricia Barber before this first hour of Jazz in the Night has come to its close. And I'm turning to a 2004 album called Patricia Barber Live, A Fortnight in France. Patricia Barber really made a reputation in the Chicago scene as a pianist, as a singer, wrote some songs, and just took a lot of material, not necessarily jazz material, but made it very jazzy and sultry and late night, clubby, I guess you'd say. And what better place to have that kind of performance than in France? From A Fortnight in France, here's Patricia Barber and the song Call Me.
If you're feeling sad and lonely, there's a service I can render. Tell the one who loves you only I can be so warm and tender. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Call me and I'll be around. When it seems your friends desert you, there's somebody thinking of you. I'm the one who'll never hurt you. Maybe that's because I love you. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Don't wait a minute, just call me. Call me and I'll be around. Now don't forget me, 'cause if you let me, I will always stand by you. You've gotta trust me, that's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Don't wait a minute, just call me. Call me and I'll be stand by you. You've got just me. That's how it must be. There's so much that I can do. If you call, I'll be right with you. You and I should be together. Take this love I long to give you. I'll be at your side forever. Call me. Don't be afraid, you can call me. Maybe it's late, but just call me. Call me now.
Merci beaucoup. À bientôt à Paris. Vous devez attendre. C'est tout. Et c'est tout pour ce soir. Merci beaucoup. Bonne soirée. Bon soir.
The applause for singer and pianist Patricia Barber. The song Call Me, Neil Alger, the guitarist Michael Arnapol, bass Eric Monska, drums. The album on Blue Note Records, Live a Fortnight in France, came out in 2004.
KPR's next virtual cinema a-go-go is hands down the best one since the last one. Join us Friday night at 7 for The Mummy's Hand.
He's alive!
And our second big feature, Hand of Death.
Get out on all points on him. Anyone seeing this man, report immediately to the police.
Admission's free, but you must get your free pass at kansaspublicradio.org. Then join us Friday night at 7 for virtual Cinema A-Go-Go.
At Morning Edition, we take you to the places where the news is breaking so you get a clear idea of what's happening and why.
The Trump administration repeatedly called the protesters anarchists and insurrectionists, and this is simply not the case. I was there. These protests have been...
Listen for the latest developments on the biggest news stories every weekday morning on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Morning Edition, 5 to 9 weekday mornings on KPR. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Ellsberg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. More jazz in the night right after this news from National Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dan Ronan. Illinois Lieutenant Governor Juliana Stratton has secured her party's nomination for the U.S. Senate seat, beating out two Democratic House members and a long list of others. That's according to the race now called by the Associated Press. From member station WBEZ in Chicago, Mariah Wolfel has more.
Supporters are exuberant here at a watch party at a film studio on Chicago's west side. Stratton had consistently polled in second place to Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy, whose campaign spent $25 million on ads that have been airing since July. But Stratton had this notable last-minute surge in the polls, with the help from Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker, who threw in $5 million to help a group supporting the state's lieutenant governor. Stratton beat out 9 candidates, including Congresswoman Robin Kelly. For NPR News, I'm Mariah Wolfel in Chicago at Stratton's Victory Party.
The director of the National Counterterrorism Center, Joe Kent, resigned to protest the war in Iran. NPR's Greg Myrie reports Kent was a staunch supporter of President Trump because Trump said he opposed Middle East wars.
Joe Kent addressed his blunt resignation letter to President Trump in a post on X. He wrote, quote, "I cannot in good conscience support the ongoing war in Iran. Iran posed no imminent threat to our nation, and it is clear that we started this war due to pressure from Israel and its powerful American lobby." Kent is a former Green Beret deployed 11 times in the Middle East. His wife was a senior chief petty officer in the Navy. She was killed in a suicide bombing in Syria in 2019. When nominated for his position last year, Kent faced sharp criticism from Democrats, including Senator Patty Murray. She called Kent, quote, "a conspiracy theorist who espouses white supremacist views." Greg Myrie, NPR News, Washington.
Brent crude oil is now trading at just more than $100 a barrel, $30 higher before the U.S. and Israel launched the war on Iran. NPR's Avra Bertrani reports on the latest Iranian counterstrikes in the Gulf.
The UAE says Iranian drones attacked a major gas production plant in Abu Dhabi, forcing it to suspend operations. And for the third time, a key oil storage facility was hit in the Emirate of Fujairah, sparking a fire there. The attacks have forced Gulf energy producers, including Qatar, Bahrain, and Kuwait, to also suspend or halt gas and oil production. Saudi Arabia, meanwhile, is rerouting some oil exports through the Red Sea to bypass the Strait of Hormuz. Countries that rely on Arab Gulf states for energy are now rationing supplies. Pakistan has suspended schools and reduced working hours for some government offices. Bangladesh has similarly shuttered universities to conserve resources. Aya Batrawi, NPR News Dubai, with reporting by Omkar Khandakar in Mumbai.
And this is NPR. The threat terror level at Tampa's MacDill Air Force Base, the home of the U.S. Central Command, has been elevated Tuesday night to what's now called Charlie level, which means a terrorist action targeting personnel or facilities is likely. Charlie is the second highest of the 5 levels of terrorism threats. Earlier in the day, it had been at the Bravo level, which means there was an increased, more predictable threat. A new study of diet and disease finds that more ultra-processed food a person eats, the higher their risk of developing heart disease. NPR's Allison Aubrey has more on the association between processed food and cardiovascular problems.
The study included more than 6,000 adults aged 45 to mid-80s and found that with every additional serving of ultra-processed foods people reported as part of their typical diet, the higher the odds of a heart attack or stroke. Dr. Amir Haider of UT Southwestern authored the study.
If you're in the top 20% of those who consume the most ultra-processed foods, which was about 9 servings per day, you had a 67% higher risk.
The study looked at several ethnic groups, including Asian, Black, and Hispanic participants. Haider says prior research shows junk foods have been more heavily marketed toward minority populations, which is one factor that may help explain the more pronounced relationship with Black Americans. Allison Aubrey, NPR News.
Venezuela defeated the United States 3-2 in the final game of the preseason World Baseball Classic tournament in a game that just ended in Miami. I'm Dan Ronan, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include the Wallace Foundation, an independent, nonpartisan research foundation collaborating with grantees and partners in the arts, school leadership, and youth development. More at wallacefoundation.org. This is NPR.
Thank you.
Dave Sloniker Big Band, kicking off this hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night, one of Dave's pieces called Bye Bye Blues. The new album is called Shifty Paradigms, the Dave Sloniker Big Band, and there just seemed to be a whole lot of really fine big band albums released just in the last couple of months. Bye Bye Blues, by the way, featured baritone sax from Adam Schroeder and trumpet from Ron Stout. We'll go from the big band to the trio up next, pianist Dave Bass and his album, The Trio, Volume 1. Dave, a big Bud Powell fan, and we'll hear him playing a Bud Powell classic. And we'll keep the bebop session going after that with some work from Charlie Parker, Yardbird himself, lined up. And later in the hour, speaking of big bands, a really terrific big band led by Maynard Ferguson from 1958. Right now, though, it's Dave Bass, The Trio, Volume 1, the album, Kerry Kashiwagi on bass, Scott Gordon on drums. This one came out 5 years ago, and it opens up with one of the best-known Bud Powell tunes, Un Poco Loco, on KPR.